see something, if you can't feel something, if you can't comprehend something, if you can't hear something, at most it doesn't exist. How do we reconcile that belief or that position with our belief in Allah? If someone asks you, that how is it that you believe in Allah even though you don't see Him? Where is the evidence for the existence of Allah? How do we know that He exists? Now, if we human being, Allah says, has been created on the fitrah. Fitrat Allahi allati fatara an-nas alayha. The fitrah of Allah, which He has molded, built people on. In other words, one is the intrinsic evidence of the existence of Allah. It is an evidence that is naturally built within the human being. Every human being is naturally wired in such a way to believe in the existence of a creator. So that is the intrinsic evidence of the existence of Allah. A human being doesn't have to be told that Allah exists. A human being by nature feels the existence of Allah. Therefore, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Kullu mawludin yuladu ala al-fitra." That every human being, every child is born on the fitra. Fitra means a natural disposition, a natural inclination towards the belief in the existence of Allah. Every human being is born in that state. فَأَبَوَاهُ يُهَوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ. It is later his parents, his social environment, that corrupts this natural fitra of a human being and then drives him to be a Jew or a Christian or a fire worshipper. Now in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, every child, every human being is born in the natural state of iman. No one has to invite him to the existence of Allah. It is his DNA, it is his inner wiring that allows him to believe in the existence of Allah. But the social environment in which he grows up, the influence of his family, his parents, etc., then corrupts this natural state of the human being. And how is this, how does this happen? Allah refers to, in the Quran, to what is called Ahde Alast. That long before the creation of man in his physical form, we were all assembled, every human being, from the first human being to the last that would grace this earth. Everyone in the form of a seed was assembled before Allah. And Allah then asked a question, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your sustainer? Am I not your cherisher? Am I not the one who sustains the universe? And every human being affirmed the existence of Allah long before his physical creation. Qalu bala. They all responded. The entire human race responded, affirming the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first evidence for the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an intrinsic, inbuilt evidence that is found in the nature and the fitrah of every human being. And Allah refers to this, gives an example of how this fitra, even though it may be polluted, comes to the fore. He says, when people are traveling on a ship, and when suddenly the winds from all sides blow and threaten the ship, and there are waves that hit the ship from all sides, Allah says, the natural instinct of a human being, no matter who or what kind, who he's worshipped all along, da'awullaha mukhlisina lahuddin, that they will call out sincerely to Allah. Even an atheist at that time will say, oh, Allah save me. Because that's the fitra. That is how a human being has been built, to believe in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, we believe in Allah, one is through intrinsic evidence, through our nature, through this fitra that Allah speaks about. The second is through His creation. Allah says in the verse that I recited before you, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, that most certainly in the creation of the heavens and the earth, وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, and the alternation of day and night, لَآيَاتِ, there are clear signs, there are evidence that point to the existence of Allah, لِأُلِي الْأَلْبَابِ, for men of intellect, for people who use the reason. In other words, we know Allah exists. One is through intrinsic evidence, two is through His creation, and three is through reason. One, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah once had agreed to hold a debate with an atheist. The time and venue was agreed upon. So at the agreed time, the atheist and people assembled there to challenge Abu Hanifa regarding the existence of Allah. Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayh, did not pitch up at the appointed time. And people assumed that he, you know, developed cold feet. He could know, he didn't have the courage to challenge the atheist. But after a while, he pitched up. And obviously, the first question is, why were you delayed? Why did you not come at the appointed time? So Imam Abu Hanifa replied that I had to cross a river to get to this place. And I waited on the banks of the river on the other side, thinking, how am I going to cross? Till I suddenly saw a tree, huge tree, uprooting itself, and then molding itself into a canoe, and then coming, falling into the water, coming to where I was standing. It allowed me to get in and brought me to this place. So the atheist bursts out laughing and says, would anyone in this audience believe that a tree was able to uproot itself on its own, was able to mold itself into a canoe, find its way to where Abu Hanifa was standing, and then bring him here? Everyone said no. So Imam Abu Hanifa replied that if you cannot believe that a single tree could uproot itself and mold itself into a canoe, how could you possibly believe that the skies came into being on their own, How could you possibly believe that the earth that you walk on came on its suddenly on its own? If a canoe could not come on its own, how can the mountains, the oceans, the sun, the moon, and the stars exist without a creator? The same question was once asked to Imam Malik rahimahullah. What is it that affirms your belief in Allah? We don't want a very intellectual argument, something simple that can appeal and convince us of the existence of Allah. So Imam Malik rahimahullah says, look at three creations of the Almighty. He says, what convinced me and convinces me of the existence of Allah is the cow, the silkworm, and the honeybee. The cow, the silkworm, and the honeybee, all three feeds on the same leaf. But the cow produces milk. The silkworm produces silk, and the bee produces honey. Can this be accidental, or is this determined by the existence of a creator? Such a diverse result of eating, feeding on the same leaf. He says, that for me is sufficient to prove the existence of Allah. The cow, the silkworm, and the honeybee. Imam Shafi rahimahullah was asked the same question. And he said, he quoted a verse of the Quran and says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ. And from among the signs that bear testimony to the existence of Allah is خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, the creation of the heavens and the skies, وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ, and the diverse languages that you speak. He said, oh people, don't take your languages for granted. This is a sign of the existence of Allah. Between 5,000 to 7,000 different languages exist. People express themselves so differently. The diversity in language and the diversity of color is a sign that bears testimony to the existence of Allah. It says, use your reason. Think. Spend time reflecting. Don't take nature around you for granted. Everything in nature bears testimony to the existence of Allah. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, the fourth imam, or one of the four imams, was asked a similar question. What is it that affirms your existence of Allah, your belief in the existence of Allah? So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal said, I took three eggs of a chicken and three eggs of a duck. And they were placed near the banks of a river with their mothers. And when these eggs hatched, the natural instinct of the ducklings was to run into the water. And the natural instinct of the chicks was to run away from the water. It says, who has created this fitrah? How did the duckling know that it needs to go that way and the chick know that it has to go the other way? This cannot be except through the qudra and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah asks us in the Quran, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ. Look at your own existence. Did you just come into this world by accident? And then reflect around you. أَمْ خَلَقُوا السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Or have you created, did you have any hand in the creation of the heavens and the earth? So the one, the evidence of Allah, one is intrinsic, the fitra. Two is creation. Three is reason. And fourthly, is revelation. That is, we know that Allah exists through the sublime, miraculous Quran that is before us. Both in terms of its preservation, the ability for people to memorize it, in terms of the perfect law that is found in it, and its reference to facts that are science only discovering today. So, our belief in Allah is not an irrational belief. It is affirmed by our own nature, through creation, through reason, and through revelation. Once a Bedouin, a person in the living in the desert, was asked, how do you know that Allah exists? So he said that the presence of dung is evidence that a camel or a cow passed by here. So it's dung is testimony, bears testimony to the existence of a camel or cow. He said, the footsteps that I see in the desert is evidence that there's a traveler that has walked past or is passing by. He says, what about the skies, the earth, the sun, the moon? Your very existence, is it not sufficient of the existence of a creator, that is Allah? That was a simple, a Bedouin, person living in the desert, his reply. And this Allah, this creator, Allah says that those in the heavens and the earth and the alternation of day and night, la ayatil li ulil albab, they are signs for men of intellect. In other words, Allah is inviting us to reflect. Take time out from our busy schedules. Sit on our own and think about the universe. Think about the sky. Think about the earth. Think about the splendor that we see in nature. Allah says, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ, those who are conscious of Allah, قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ, standing, sitting on their sides when they're sleeping, they reflecting. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ, and their minds always run and they think and reflect on the creation of the heavens and the earth. And what are they constrained to admit? رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا, O our cherisher, O our sustainer, all of this is not created in vain. We are not born simply to die. There's a higher purpose behind all of this. And a believer says, سُبْحَانَكْ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, glory be to you, Allah. There's a higher purpose and therefore protect us from the fire of hell. So creation, in every aspect of creation, what we call nature, bears testimony to the existence of Allah. But we can only see the signs of Allah if we consciously reflect and contemplate around everything, on everything that is around us. Sometimes we take so much for granted. Allah refers to your sleep and says, have you pondered? Have you reflected on what sleep means for you? Or look at the color, the diverse colors of the fruits. Look at the diversity of taste in fruits that seem so similar. All of this, there's a handiwork of Allah's creation. and is an invitation for us to reflect on His existence. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.